I'm sitting in the cramped cubbyhole that passes for my office late on an overcast Friday afternoon when my whole world changes. Harry wants to see you in his office. Pauline Drake, tall, angular, and not to be messed with, appears around the doorframe 2 feet away. She looks pointedly at the telephone which I've taken off its cradle before meeting my eyes with a look of droll disapproval. Right away. I glance over the paperwork strewn across my desk. It's the last Friday of the month, which means that all the timesheets have to be in by 5. As research manager for Nanobot, it's my job to collate team activities, and I take pride in the fact that I've never missed a deadline. But it's unusual for Harry to dispatch his formidable secretary down from the third floor. Something must be up. A short while later, I'm getting out from behind my desk. It's not a straightforward maneuver. You have to rise from the chair at 45 degrees to avoid hitting the shelves directly above, before squeezing one leg at a time through the narrow gap between desk and filing cabinet. Then there's the walk through a rabbit's warren of corridors and up 4 flights of narrow wooden staircase with its unyielding aroma of industrial disinfectant and wet dog hair. As I make my way across the open-plan section of the third floor, I'm aware of people staring and talking under their breath. When I make eye contact with a couple of the HR people, they glance away, embarrassed. Something's definitely up. To get to the corner office, I have to pass through the anteroom where Pauline has returned to work noiselessly at her computer. She nods towards Harry's door. Unusually, it's closed. Even more unusually, an unfamiliar hush has descended on his office instead of the usual orchestral blast. When I arrive, it's to find Harry standing, staring out the window at his less than impressive view over the tangled grey sprawl of railway lines converging on King's Cross Station. Arms folded and strangely withdrawn, I get the impression he's been waiting especially for me. As I appear, he gestures silently to a chair across from his desk. Harry Sadler is the very model of the mad professor, with a few non-standard eccentricities thrown in for good measure. Mid-50s, bespectacled, with a shock of spiky grey hair, in his time he's been an award-winning researcher. More recent circumstances have also forced him to become an expert in the area of public-private partnerships. It was he who saved the centuries-old institute and all our jobs by completing a deal with Accelerate, a Los Angeles-based biotech incubator, just over a year ago.